You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Parliament has backed legislation that will create a new independent entity to strengthen and protect the integrity of sports and recreation in Aotearoa. The Integrity Sport and Recreation Commission will begin on 1st of July next year and focus particularly on the well-being of participants. First, I spoke to barrister and board chair responsible for establishing the commission, Don McKinnon, about its purpose.
Yeah, I suppose the easiest way to explain it is to consider the problem we're looking to address. So one of the really strong and clear themes to come out of many of the reviews into athlete abuse and bullying in sport right across the globe was the difficulty that sport has in dealing with these sorts of issues themselves. And, you know, the whole question of whether sport can police sport. And certainly athletes and participants have regularly said in those sorts of reviews that they can't, at least not when the issues get really difficult and really challenging. And this goes back right back to sort of cases like Athlete A in the United States, where the athletes didn't feel they could raise really serious considerations and concerns with their sport of gymnastics in that case. And the sport themselves didn't know how to deal with the issues and didn't deal with them well at all. So you've got that issue of, you know, can sport police sport? And at the same time, you've also got some sports, particularly smaller ones, saying, look, when we're faced with really difficult, challenging complaints, they go well beyond our skill set, our resources. We need help. So if you like, the commission set up to fill that void, so that the participants, the protection of an independent body that they can turn to, and sport's a resource they can call on. And that's really the main role of the commission. And we've linked that in with drug-free sport, which is already established, you know, fighting to preserve the integrity of sport from doping. So that's sort of the main purpose of the commission.
How will the independent board work to improve participant wellbeing?
I suppose we hope improvements will come through sort of two distinct but linked arms. The first will be an education and resource arm. So we're aiming to make sure everyone involved in sport and recreation understands what acceptable practices are in areas such as child safeguarding, bullying, racism and the like. And then it has the resources to understand that as well. So one of our codes, the code we'll look to put in place, will set minimum standards around what is appropriate behaviour in terms of bullying, racism, sexual harassment, discrimination. And so we've got that resource arm, that education arm, and then we'll have a separate complaints, investigation, disciplinary procedures arm when things go wrong. So we're trying to be sort of at the top of the cliff as well as at the bottom to make sure we cover the full spectrum of what our participants need.
Can you provide some examples of the types of support that athletes will be able to receive from this commission?
Yeah, sure. I suppose if we focus on the sort of well-being area initially, a participant will be able to, there'll be a series of education and resources the participant can turn to. But if a participant raises an issue with their sport, and we hope they will always go to their sport at first instance, And the participant feels the sport simply isn't handling the matter appropriately, there will be a means for the participant to escalate that concern to the commission. So they may say, look, I really am very, very uncomfortable with some behaviour I've witnessed. I don't think my club, my region, my sport is handling this appropriately. And can I talk to the commission? Can I get some independent support? A perspective that will look at the issue and say, how can we help? So there's that immediate ability to call on the commission. The commission will have, you know, quite strong powers to investigate that issue if it feels appropriate. It may look at the issue and say, no, look, the sport's handling this okay, but we will give it some additional resource. It may look at it and say, no, this is too serious, too important, too difficult for the sport. We're going to take this on and investigate this ourselves. So it's making sure it's there for the participant when things go wrong, and it can interfere to the level it needs to, depending on how the matter is being handled. So that's the sort of the main core new part. Important to remember still, you know, the really great work that's been done in the doping area will continue to happen, both the education and the testing of athletes. And then we'll be building a whole new set of rules around competition manipulation, probably an area where we feel, as a country, we are very vulnerable in. I think we're quite naive around the risk of unregulated betting and the risk that can have to the integrity of sport, and so that's a whole new area as well that we'll be addressing.
We also saw yesterday that MPs also voted on an amendment that would ensure representation from the rainbow community on the board. Can you tell us why this representation will be important to the Commission?
Yeah, it's not so much on the board. It's more the board has to have a cross section of skills and representation. What we have to be really mindful of is ensuring we have really strong consultation with the rainbow people, as that's the term in the Act, while we develop our code. If you think about the logic for that, is that we're looking to set minimum standards for our sport and recreation sector in areas like bullying, in areas like sexual harassment, in fundamental human rights. And I don't think there's any doubt that members of our rainbow community, our rainbow people, have been a lot more vulnerable in those areas than any other parts of our society. And I think it's entirely appropriate that we're really strongly consulting with rainbow people when we're looking to devise effectively safeguards for them when they're participating in sport and rec. Really comfortable with that amendment. I think it's entirely fair and appropriate.
That was Establishment Board Chair of the Commission, Don McKinnon. MPs also voted on an amendment that ensures representation from the rainbow community, which will be included in the legislation. I also spoke to Inside Out Kōaro Managing Director Tammy Besley about rainbow representation on the Commission. What are your thoughts on this new Integrity Sport and Recreation Commission that's been established overnight?
Yeah, we're really pleased to see this bill pass. It's one that we've put in a submission in support of, and for rainbow communities, there's a lot of issues, I guess, particularly with bullying, harassment, homophobia and transphobia in sports, and so it looks like this new commission, you know, part of their role is to help protect participants' human rights and kind of prevent those things or anything that could be an integrity issue in sport, so that's a really positive move.
And what protections and support do you believe are particularly needed for rainbow athletes in Aotearoa?
I think the biggest thing is taking, you know, a fair approach in letting people take part in sports. So we know at the moment that a large number, particularly of trans people, don't feel comfortable or safe to take part in sports. We know even in things like school sports, there's a lot less rainbow young people than other young people taking part in those things, due to kind of the bullying and safety issues that can happen. On a global scale right now, there's a lot of, international challenges, particularly around trans athletes at those higher levels. And I think, for us, it's really about making sure everyone has an opportunity to take part in sport and physical activity, and that we're not just excluding people based on their gender. But if we're looking at fairness in sport, then that should be based on other things, because there's diversity in all of our bodies and so on. So if we're taking that approach, then let's look at things like dividing people by height or weight rather than their kind of
six
characteristics.
And MPs also voted on an amendment that will be included in this legislation to ensure representation from the rainbow community. So in your opinion, what would good representation look like when it comes to these discussions around inclusion in sports?
Yeah, so it's really great that the bill specifically names rainbow people as communities that need to be consulted with. It will be wonderful, I guess, for particularly as the Commission, it's a new body, so as it kind of starts from scratch, that our communities are consulted in that process, in the integrity code, to make sure that that does protect particularly people's human rights, privacy, and that it's really fair.
What can people do to support trans people generally, especially when dealing with difficult topics like this?
Yeah, definitely is a difficult time to be a trans person in Aotearoa or kind of in many places in the world right now. Often people's kind of just existence is being debated in the media, and definitely the conversation around sports has been a big part of that. So, it's really important to, look out for the trans folks in your life. If there's any, acts of support and solidarity you can show to them. I think also it's having those difficult conversations with people that might hold different views from you, if it's safe to do so, or challenging people's assumptions, or sometimes it's easy to just believe what we see in the media or kind of a point that's put across without kind of really thinking about it deeply or kind of knowing more. And I think the sports conversation is particularly one where that's relevant, because when people actually think, oh, what would be fair, often it's a different conversation, or particularly with things like women's sport, if you look at what female athletes care most about in terms of protecting their sports, it's not to do with whether or not trans women can compete. It's often things like, oh, they don't get the same sponsorship as men do, and so on. So there's lots often more to these conversations. So doing your research, supporting the trans people in your life, and helping other people to come on that journey of understanding.
That was Inside Out Kawaro Managing Director Tabby Besley talking about representation from rainbow communities within sports.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.